The twin hulls of your catamaran rip through the surface of the water as you sail across the San Pedro Channel. The mainsail tied to the mast matches the royal blue of the endless ocean beyond. You trim the sail to catch the wind blowing west, propelling you even faster through the channel. Up above, the sun hangs low in the clear blue sky. You are both captain and sole passenger of the SS Lucky, your trusty sea vessel. It boasts a wide wooden deck and luxurious indoor quarters. There's a cozy living area covered from wall to wall in horizontal wooden boards called shiplap, and comfortable furniture painted white. You are sailing at a brisk speed of 30 knots, or roughly 35 miles per hour. The hulls of your boat crash upon waves traveling in the opposite direction, sending splashes of water up to the main deck. You anticipated this splashy leg of the journey, so you're already wearing a wetsuit. It clings to your skin, covering every inch of your body, except your feet, hands, and head. Although you're the only person on this boat, you're certainly not the only one crossing the channel at this time in the morning. In fact, a few sea vessels have already departed from mainland California, embarking upon the roughly 25-mile journey to Catalina Island. Among these vessels is a historic tall ship. It's a three-masted schooner measuring over 100 feet in length, with an assortment of triangular white sails. Your little boat seems tiny compared to this majestic schooner, but you're still proud to be traveling on it today. Catamarans have a unique shape that you've always found beautiful. The SS Lucky looks like two white canoes have been tied together to make a new kind of watercraft. These long canoes, or hulls, are roughly 20 feet apart, held by a square platform at the center, upon which rest the main deck and sail. To your right, you see a modern fishing boat. Chalk-white seagulls with heather-grey wings fly in a circle above its deck. They squawk relentlessly, as if calling on the crew members to toss up the anchovies held in barrels on the stern. Beyond it, a fleet of ferries is bound for the picture postcard town of Avalon on Catalina Island. It was named after the fabled land where King Arthur's legendary sword, Excalibur, was forged in dragonfire. Often shrouded in mist in the early morning, it lives up to its fairy tale namesake. There isn't much fog this morning, so you can see it clearly. Colourful low-rise buildings with terracotta roofs adorn the steep hills of Avalon. They give this picturesque community a Mediterranean flair, a combination of charm and glamour that takes your breath away. But you won't be making a pit stop at Avalon today. Perhaps another time, you'll stroll through Green Pleasure Pier with its shops and markets painted sea foam green. While the ferries keep their direct course to Avalon, you veer northwest to less crowded waters. The Torquay Springs dive site near Moonstone Cove is your final destination this morning. The cove boasts an idyllic grey sand beach. Black boulders rise out of the ocean near the shore, and a crescent-shaped mountain range with splashes of bright green and brown vegetation stands in the background.